Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Mary Hall Surface, who is the Artistic Director of the Atlas Intersections Festival here in D.C. Mary Hall, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
On WTOP.
Delighted to be here.
So give us a little primer. If someone has never heard of this festival, what is the deal here?
What's going on? Well, we are an 8-day festival that happens over 3 weekends, and it is an all-arts festival in that it brings innovative, collaborative artists who do theater, music, dance, spoken word, film, video, together with richly diverse audiences. And there are over 700 artists that are involved, over 100 performances. And it's programmed in such a way that you can come and spend an evening, spend all day, and see a real variety of performances. But what is really distinctive about Intersections is our mission, and in many ways we embody the mission of the Atlas Performing Arts Center, which is where the festival is based, which is that we are creating a gathering place where people of every perspective, every age, every race, every culture can come together and expand what it is that we share through the arts.
And learn about the other
absolutely
cultures.
Absolutely.
And so in terms of the calendar, the timing of this, you've already had one weekend, correct?
We did.
And so this is weekend number two.
This is weekend two, and we have programming on Friday night, all day Saturday, and Saturday night, and then Sunday afternoon. And then the following weekend, March 6th and 7th, we have programming on Friday and Saturday.
And it wraps what day?
It wraps on the 7th. Yeah, we have our closing night party, which is Saturday, and then there are 15 performances on that Saturday, but we close on Saturday night.
Okay, before we get to the closing night thing, because I do want to talk about that in a minute, but let's start more chronologically. So this weekend, this Friday, Saturday, Sunday that you mentioned,
right.
What do we have on tap for this particular weekend?
Well, this coming weekend, I mean, there's so many things. You're like asking a mother to choose her favorite among her children.
You can go through all of your children right
all
now.
All my children. Well, yeah. I mean, one of the more distinctive events of the festival that actually is sort of a recurring event with variation is we present a fantastic performance by Airborne DC, Zip Zap Circus USA, and these are aerial performers, essentially dancers who levitate, and trapeze artists, and this year they have guests who are two clowns from South Africa.
Oh, wow.
And Zip Zap Circus is a social circus in that it's designed to take the skills that you experience as a circus performer and use them as an empowering tool among disenfranchised populations. And it began in South Africa, and now there's a group that does it here in D.C. And so this performance is actually a benefit for that organization, but it is stunning theatrically. I mean, it takes your breath away. It's beautiful, beautiful performance.
And what night is that?
And that actually is Saturday,
okay,
the 28th of February. There's a 5:30 performance and an 8 p.m. performance. We also on Friday night have one of our sort of favorite performers who is stepping out solo for the first time. His name is Whitehold, and Whitehold is an extraordinary electric cellist. And his show is a wonderful intersection of
from Biggie to Beethoven and Bach, I see.
Exactly. Busta and Bach.
Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, exactly. So what he takes live looping with his cello, and then he's going to be accompanied by a variety of musicians, and he's arranging rap songs from the early from the 90s and the early aughts, along with classical remixes. And that promises to be a real intersection of styles and sounds and eras. And then
sounds juicy.
It's really
pun intended.
Well, there you go.
Do you know what songs he's doing?
I do not, and I only wish I did.
We'll leave it. It'll be a good cliffhanger.
Exactly. And then we have a performance that is produced by B-Fly Entertainment, which are two extraordinary artists, Paige Hernandez and Chitra Kalandorj, who integrate their skills as artists, as one is a hip-hop poet, dancer, creator, the other is a traditional Indian dancer, and they have created a play with dance that deals in feminine archetypes.
Oh,
and
cool.
It's really, really fantastic. And we have puppets, Wits End Puppet
All right.
Are doing a shadow theater piece that actually is built on the stories of D.C. immigrants.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Is this hand puppets or marionettes?
No,
or?
They are shadow puppets.
Oh, cool.
Those are figures that, and when illuminated from behind, you see the shape, and then you manipulate the shapes.
We've all done shadow puppets on the wall as a kid, but now let's see the experts.
That's that's right.
See what can be done.
Beyond bunny ears, absolutely.
The possibilities.
Absolutely. So those are some of our real highlights. I mean, we also, the dog and pony DC, they are a really innovative theater company that devises their pieces, and you as the audience literally are a part of it. I mean, the audience leaves in small groups to work on an invention, and they come back and share their inventions as part of the play.
Completely interactive.
Completely interactive. Well, that's one of the most distinctive aspects, actually, about the Intersections Festival, is that we have a huge commitment to what we call arts engagement. Mm-hmm. And every performance, either during the performance, before or after, or surrounded through social media, are ways for our audiences to engage more deeply with the artists. Mm-hmm. So that it's very much of a conversation as opposed to sort of a...
It's not a mindless, passive thing.
Yes,
it's more of an engaged... Yeah.
Exactly. It's all about engagement, because we just believe that the arts open all sorts of avenues for deepening dialogue and creating conversation and breaking boundaries. Not to mention, it's really fun.
It's fun, yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right. That's right.
Talk to me a little bit about the festival as a whole. I mean, how many years has it been going on?
This is our sixth year. We started in 2010, and this was our first ever weather event last weekend, unfortunately. But
you miraculously dodged it up until that point?
We had dodged it up until that point, even the snowpocalypse.
Snowpocalypse.
Exactly.
Has nothing on the intersections,
that's right,
ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. But we attract, you know, through the years, certainly our audiences have grown, and you know, now we're 11,000-12,000 people come through in the 8 days that we're there.
How do you go about choosing your performers each year?
It's a curated process, which is another distinctive aspect of the festival, and that artists that are interested in performing submit a pretty detailed proposal, not only outlining their performance, but also what their arts engagement would be, how they would be interacting with the public. And there's a programming committee made up of professionals from around D.C. that review the proposals, and they make recommendations to me. And then I play a giant game of puzzles and chess and see how it can all fit together.
We should make that an event.
We
watching
should.
You
That's right.
Do
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and then so that's all the main stage performances. And then another wonderful aspect of the festival is that we have free performances that happen in our lobby. We have a cafe concert stage. And so before every show and between every show, there is live music.
Sort of like the Millennium Stage at the Kennedy Center,
exactly,
kind of a thing?
Exactly, just a smaller, much more intimate scale. And that you're right there with our cafe, and we have cafe tables, and so you can come and have a drink and enjoy live music. And the way I schedule the shows, it's so that groups of people coming out, you know, we'll have somebody coming out of an Urban Arias performance, which is a contemporary opera company, fabulous, that are intersecting literally with a group of coming out of a hip-hop dance performance.
Right.
And so you are literally meeting people in the lobby and hanging out and having a drink and listening to Irish music.
Hence the title of the Intersections.
Exactly.
You're literally crashing together all these
colliding.
It's a culture crash.
That's right.
Not clash, a crash at the Intersections.
Exactly.
I like it.
I mean, the Atlas Performing Arts Center opened in 2006 and has been the engine of the transformation of the H Street Northeast neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And its mission is to bring people together through the arts. And so Intersections actually started 4 years after the Art Center opened as a way to really epitomize and showcase the kind of art center that the Atlas is. So the festival itself is just an embodiment of all that the Atlas believes in about the role of the arts in a community.
Right. And you said it's the engine of the 8th Street corridor.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that.
I mean, you think about the transformation that's happened in that neighborhood in terms of bringing in all the new restaurants. Mm-hmm. And I mean, certainly there have been many economic forces at play that have now, the neighborhood is one of the 6th hippest in America, according to Forbes magazine. And
go ahead, 8th Street.
Exactly. And so when you have, you know, it happens all over town. I mean,
Sure.
the theaters on 14th Street mm-hmm. helped to transform 14th Street.
And why do you think theaters do that?
Well, I mean, it's a central place that people begin to come because they want to see right. the work that's on stage, and mm-hmm. so restaurants are attracted because the restaurants, well, you know, there'll be mm-hmm. people come to the theater, they're going to come to our shows, and galleries right. come in, but it begins to take on a whole, you know, character of an yeah. arts district.
Right.
And so that's one of the things that we're most proud of, is that our end of H Street is called the Atlas District.
Right, yeah. And you've had DC Shorts come through there. You've had a lot of different
Yes, exactly. And we have arts partners that are based at the Atlas, groups that who have their offices there and then do the bulk of their season on our stage. And then we also present work. We bring in music performances, dance performances, theater companies that we present, and then it's also available for rentals. We have a lot of people that rent yeah. the space as well.
Are there ever any or talks of any partnerships with the restaurants on that street? You know,
oh my
goodness. Do they offer deals with?
Oh, I thank you for bringing that up. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. For Intersections, we have over 20 restaurants on the street who, if you bring the ticket from a show at Intersections that you have attended that day to that restaurant, you get 10% off
wow.
on your meal.
Do you know any of the restaurants off the top of your head?
Sure. Toki Underground, Schwaffle, Red Rocks, H Street Country Club, Dangerously Delicious Pies, Star and Shamrock, Liberty Tree. Those are the ones that are...
That's just some of them, ladies and gents.
That's just some of them, exactly. And similarly, if you eat at those restaurants during the festival, along with your check, you will get a business card size coupon for 10% off your ticket.
So it's a two-way street,
absolutely.
10% either way.
Either way, exactly. But no, the restaurants on the street are wonderfully supportive. They like when Intersections happens, of course, because it brings all of these folks into
it's a symbiotic relationship.
It is indeed.
You bring people to their restaurants and they bring people to the theater, and it's a win-win.
It's wonderful.
And mostly a win for the people that get to go.
That's right. That's right. I mean, it's one of the great things about the festival, is that you really can come and make a whole day of it
yeah.
because, you know, we certainly have a cafe that offers, you know, light bites and mm-hmm. drinks. But if you want to go out and experience one of the restaurants, you can come to a 4:30 show, go have dinner, come back and see a 7:30 or 8 o'clock show.
And go out again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sounds perfect. In terms of the tickets to to the theater itself, is there a way to buy a pass for the overall thing, or is it just individual shows?
Well, there is a pass to the overall thing. It's called an easy pass. Mm-hmm. Now that we're in our second weekend, it probably isn't the best way to approach it. But we do have multi-show passes, which means that when you call the box office and you purchase tickets to three events in a single purchase, then you get 20% off
okay.
those tickets.
And how much do the multi-day passes run?
Well, it's actually 20% off the cost of the ticket. Mm. So it's not like a pass that you pay for. It's rather a discount that you get when you buy them in bulk. But our tickets are very reasonably priced. I mean, they run from $5 to $38.
And that just varies depending on what activity you're
doing. It depends on what the show is. And so you just have to check our website and see what the individual ticket prices are. But one of our goals is to be extremely accessible. We have, as I say, free events, $5 events, mm-hmm. and our top ticket prices. Way under a lot of performing arts venues in town. So.
Yeah, or if you go take the family to a movie even at the multiplex, it's going to be way more expensive than this.
Exactly.
And I assume most of these events are family friendly, correct?
On the whole. I mean, we do note on our website anything that is inappropriate for young people. We have a whole family emphasis in that on Saturdays, our Saturdays are called Family Saturdays, and we have this year featuring two different productions. One is by Happenstance Theater, who are wonderful physical performers. It's rooted in sort of the golden days of clowning. and then we work with Arts on the Horizon, which is a theater company that's devoted to creating theater for children who are 5 years old and younger. Younger.
Mm-hmm.
So the show this year is called Sunny and Licorice, which is sort of the odd couple, but they're both orangutans, and they're trying to figure out how they're going to get along, and it's just fantastic. And so We have free performances of music for families on Saturday. We have interactive activities. This Saturday, the circus group will be in the lobby, and you can try to juggle and do a tightrope.
And zip zap.
Zip zap, exactly. And then the following Saturday, Capital City Symphony, which is one of the Atlas's arts partners, will be in the lobby with musical instruments. So it's sort of a musical instrument petting zoo. But yes, many, many of the other performances, music, dance, are certainly appropriate for the 6-year-old and up crowd.
Lots of family stuff.
Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned there's some that have a disclaimer that says maybe not be for kids. You know, let's say there's some maybe young adults or adults listening to this that say, I don't want to be in something with kids. What are some of those other ones that might be a little edgier?
What are the edgier ones? Well, we have, there's a piece by a very fascinating spoken word poet and playwright. Her name is Goldie Dean, and the piece is called Surrender. And it's a piece that looks at the transition into womanhood from a very sort of ritualistic point of view. And it is definitely for mature audiences.
Anything that would make a good date night?
Oh, we have lots of good date night kind of things. I mean, there's the anytime you want to hear a concert and sort of cuddle up. I mean, perfect date night. Perfect date night is All Points West, which is a chamber music group that is really interested in breaking down that barrier between, you know, sort of the concert stage and the social stage.
Right.
And so they play sort of in the middle of the theater, and this year they're partnering with Atlas Brew Works. And so their show is called Bach and Brews, and they're pairing 3 different beers with the music that they're playing.
Nice.
So if you enjoy beer and, you know, sort of fun classical music, then that would be a terrific date. And then for the more adventurous musically, we're so excited to have a group called Rajas this year.
Rajas.
Who are classical Indian musicians and jazz musicians. And it's a really fascinating fusion between those two musical styles. So that would be a great night, too.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like there's a lot of variety of different things you can come see. So check out the Atlas Intersections. It sounds like it's going to be a great time. Again, it's in its second weekend, so don't wait longer. You'll miss the whole thing. Come out this weekend or the following weekend and see what they have to offer. Thanks so much for coming on WTOP.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks.